It is the morning show coming to you from WPR's Superior Bureau. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we're talking about Foxconn contract negotiations. Governor Tony Evers said at the start of this week that Foxconn has changed its footprint here in Wisconsin. It's a sign that the multi-billion dollar deal with the Taiwanese tech giant has moved to the next iteration. What do you think about these negotiations that could change what Governor Walker negotiated with Foxconn? How do you feel about Governor Evers handling the Foxconn project? We're at 800-642-1234. Molly Beck covers state government and politics for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Molly, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Governor Evers said yesterday that Foxconn told legislative leaders in March that it wants to make changes to its multi-billion dollar contract with Wisconsin. Can you bring us up to speed on the back and forth? What do we know?
There's a lot of back and forth going on right now. Yesterday, Governor Evers released a letter that he sent to one of the top officials in Foxconn, reiterating a March meeting they had in which he said Foxconn initiated discussions about making changes to the contract the state has with the company. And this letter comes after Governor Evers last week said that he didn't believe the company was going to bring 13,000 jobs to the state any longer and that he wanted to change the contract. That prompted a lot of criticism from the Republican leaders of the legislature, who said Governor Evers was trying to single-handedly undermine the deal with Foxconn. And so part of this letter that Governor Evers released yesterday outlined another discussion that the Foxconn official had with legislative leaders in March, saying that Foxconn did tell them that they wanted the changes and it wasn't Governor Evers that initiated them. So the letter was meant to clarify some of the criticism that the legislative leaders were handing out, and also explain to the public, I believe, that it wasn't, just an idea that came from the Evers administration, that it did come from Foxconn.
So there's a lot of different voices here. There's the Evers administration, there's Foxconn, and there's Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who says he's still committed to adding 13,000 jobs. He also doesn't think that the governor will gain support from Republicans if the deal is changed. So what are Republicans saying about what's going on right now with these contract renegotiations?
Right. So the Republican leaders of the legislature are very, very adamant that they don't want to change anything in the contract. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said that he was open to making things a little bit more flexible for the company, but that he really wanted to keep the taxpayer protections in the contract, basically saying that he wants to keep, the bulk of the contract in place, which provides about $3 billion in tax incentives in exchange for up to 13,000 jobs and a $10 billion capital investment. It's hard to say what will shake out here, because I think we as the public or reporters are still trying to figure out what's actually going on here.
And then meanwhile, a few hours after Governor Evers released the letter to Foxconn, the head of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation weighed in, celebrating the current deal with Foxconn. Where do we know about WEDC and its role here in this contract?
So the WEDC is the state's jobs agency, and they're the agency that oversees the contract between the state and Foxconn. They're the ones that verify the job creation information, the employment information, to pay the tax credits to Foxconn. So they're a very crucial agency in this whole deal. And Mark Hogan, who is the head of that agency, he's been there since the beginning of this deal, when former Governor Scott Walker and Republican lawmakers essentially brokered the deal. And he's been very supportive of the contract. He did say yesterday that he defended the contract's current terms. And that was in response to questions about Governor Evers potentially wanting to make some changes to it. So seems like a little bit of a disconnect there between the Evers administration and the state jobs agency.
We're talking with Molly Beck. She covers state government and politics for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking at the latest back and forth on Foxconn and whether a deal will be renegotiated. Molly, Governor Evers has said he wants to ensure that taxpayers are protected. How could taxpayers be impacted under the deal as it currently stands?
So the current deal says that the company won't get any tax credits unless they spend a set amount of money in building buildings in Mount Pleasant and Racine County and across the state, or if they don't hit certain job creation benchmarks. So what happened in 2018 is that was the first year they could have received some tax credits. They were supposed to create 260 jobs in the state. They didn't meet that goal, so they didn't get any money. And I believe they're going to have to create 520 jobs this year to get about $192 million worth of tax credits for capital investment. So if they don't meet that goal, they don't get that money either. So it's possible, and we don't know, but it's possible that if the contract is changed, that those job creation benchmarks could be lowered. So the Foxconn could hit those goals and receive money. Governor Evers made a comment about that over the weekend on one of the political talk shows on TV, that maybe those job creation goals are too high. And then, you know, obviously that raises the question of whether he might seek to make changes to how much of the wages the state currently will cover. So right now they're paying 17% of all Foxconn wages in Wisconsin.
But, you know, a job creation aside, Wisconsin has had significant capital investment to prepare in terms of the land and other aspects of creating the infrastructure around this would-be campus. So mm-hmm. there's certainly dollars spent there. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And the agreements that the company also has agreements with the Village of Mount Pleasant and Racine County, and those are agreements that we asked yesterday both leaders of both of those communities whether, you know, Foxconn has sought to renegotiate some of those terms, and they said they haven't. But there's, like you said, there's, you know, the interstate down there is being improved because of Foxconn. There's a, you know, water infrastructure that's been put in, utilities, things like that the communities are investing in right now.
So as we start to wrap up here, with former Governor Walker no longer in office, Foxconn CEO Terry Goh making a run for president in Taiwan, the original authors of Foxconn no longer in the picture, how much power leverage does this give Governor Evers to change the way Foxconn rolls out in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I mean, he has taken on, you know, obviously he's taken on former Governor Walker's role in the Capitol, but also in this Foxconn deal, and that comes after him being very critical of it on the campaign trail. So he's in an interesting position because now he obviously has said that he wants it to succeed as the governor of Wisconsin. He wants to see more jobs in Wisconsin, but he also has been critical of the deal. So as governor, he's in direct talks with the company. So he's got a lot of power in the situation.
Molly, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Molly Beck covers state government and politics for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Up next, President Trump said he'll retaliate against European Union tariffs on Harley-Davidson. We'll take a look at the state of the EU-US trade spats and how it could affect the motorcycle maker. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.